Is it expensive to afford a financial planner? Many people still believe that financial planners are for the wealthy. This is why many fail to use them, simply because they don't want to pay any extra cost. Making financial plans requires an expert, that is, someone with a good knowledge of finance. Before a plan or a goal is accomplished, it requires determination and discipline. If you choose to be your financial planner, you might not be able to follow your plans thoroughly. For this reason, it's preferable to choose an expert in this field. It is better to choose a financial planner, though it might be a little bit on the high side depending on your portfolio, but it's worth the expenses. The extra cost shouldn't be your first concern when considering a financial planner. Rather, the first question you should ask yourself is, can I not afford to have a financial planner? For clarity purposes, you don't need to be rich to have a financial planner. Sincerely, not everyone needs a financial planner, says Tom Gehrman. But if you feel your portfolio needs proper direction and guidance, you can opt for one. Because a good financial plan that is well executed results in a better outcome. A well-constructed financial plan allows you to be on track and gives you the ability to oversee your investment, profits, and money spent. To help you understand the role of the financial planner, let's consider who they are, what they do, various types and payment options. Financial planners and what they do. A financial planner is a financial expert that helps you meet your financial needs and long-term financial goals as they come up with strategies to accomplish those goals. They help assist in various ways, ranging from saving for retirement and investing to funding a new business, college, and maintaining wealth. They are considered fiduciaries, meaning they are bound legally to act in the best interest of their clients. Types of financial planners. Financial planners can be categorized into three types based on how they are paid, namely percentage-based, fee-based, and fee-only financial planners. Percentage-based financial planners. For this type of financial planner, they charge based on percentage. They collect a certain percentage depending on the assets they are managing. In most cases, they work with clients that have at least $1 million assets in their portfolio and charge from 0.5% to 2%. Considering this type of planner might seem expensive, but they will work to ensure the growth of your assets and investments since they collect a percentage based on the value of your assets. Fee-based financial planners. They charge a flat rate for their service, which can be based on the project, the assets they manage, or hourly. So primarily their income is from what their clients pay them. They can sometimes also earn through commission when they sell certain financial products. It is advised to use them for certain services since they charge a flat rate, so you don't have to worry about paying hourly. For individuals with simple financial situations who can easily manage their finances, or those that just need general financial advice, the hourly financial service will be cost-effective. Fee-only financial planners. When you compare this type of financial planner to the other two listed above, it will cost you a lot more for upfront payment. Advantages of financial planners. They help manage your retirement plans. They help manage reimbursement of complex student loan. They can help you with estate management. They help to ensure that you have savings for your children's college fees. They can be involved when your partner dies or is disabled. They also can be of help when you earn an inheritance during a divorce phase. A financial advisor can be involved if there is an IRS audit. Financial advisors are of importance. Can I be my financial advisor? Definitely, yes, everyone can be his or her financial advisor.